Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The overflow of God's love. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven. Romans chapter 4, 6 through 7. Imagine you owe a vast sum of money, but then the debt is totally forgiven. How do you react? Imagine you face a death row execution, but then you receive a full pardon. How do you feel? Joyful, happy, relieved beyond measure. A future previously fearful now brims with expectancy. Getting right with God is cause for unspeakable joy, a joy that David extols in Psalm 32 when he writes of forgiveness. C.S. Lewis, who wrote often of his own joyful conversion, provides this analysis of the gift that seems too good to be true. Walk with C.S. Lewis, an English author and defender of the faith in the 1900s. The man who has experienced conversion feels like one who has awakened from nightmare into ecstasy. He feels that he has done nothing and never could have done anything to deserve such astonishing happiness. All the initiative has been on God's side. All has been free, unbounded grace. His own puny efforts would be as helpless to retain the joy as they would have been to attain it in the first place. Fortunately, they need not. Bliss is not for sale. It cannot be earned. Works have no merit, though of course faith inevitably flows out into works of love. He is not saved because he does works of love. He does works of love because he is saved. It is faith alone that has saved him. Faith bestowed as the sheer gift of God. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12.
Romans 4. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised, or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised.
Joy is the byproduct of God's inexpressible gift. Joy, the overflow of God's inexhaustible love. Have you experienced God's grace at work in your life? If so, no one needs to tell you that the God of hope can fill you with all joy.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthroughthru.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.